All right, before we get to the NFC, you know Rico and I hate the backup quarterback conversation. David, the ticket tech's coming in. Who is the backup you heard in the AFC that you would lust after to have, for the Lions to have?
A2 and Tecumseh says Mac Jones can play. He could be my backup anytime.
Can't play.
Thank you.
Atrocious. Atrocious. And might be a real Richard. Another guy none of his teammates seemingly liked.
Didn't go to his birthday party?
Correct.
Based on last year's resurgence, Flacco would be the most comfortable. Flacco!
Hey, oh, wait, so the people who complain that Goff's not mobile want to find a statuesque version of Jared Goff in Joe Flacco.
What about Mason Rudolph?
Oh, go to hell.
Someone's saying Jameis Winston, but we're not winning a Super Bowl with him.
You know what? I can live with that. I can live with Jameis because Jameis can come in and at least give you 3-4 games if you need it. That is a reason why they're not starting quarterbacks.
Correct.
Okay? David, are you ready for the NFC?
I am ready for the NFC.
Hit the button. We'll see if Rico... Can we get Rico a water, by the way? He's dying over here. He's turning his mic off every 3 seconds. The poor guy. It's like he's got an almond stuck in his throat. Help this guy out. Get him a water.
David knows. It's the studios.
I'm locked in. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to give you all one because everyone knows where this player got drafted and where he is, and he's the backup. I'm giving you the Falcons.
I'm giving you Michael Pittman.
We're
all
not
right.
Going to.
Rico got
I'm
his.
I'm counting
that.
Yeah.
That was going to be your one. I'm sorry, Rico. So I'll start with your team. Who is your backup for the 49ers?
Josh Dobbs.
It is Josh Dobbs.
Aerospace engineer Josh Dobbs.
That was an easy one there.
Seriously, that's what he studied at Tennessee.
Yeah, he's trash. He should be that.
Okay.
Let's go to the Seahawks. Anyone.
I know this. I'll wait because you make me feel bad about knowing things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait. Is that Sam Howell?
Yes.
Yes, it is Sam Howell. Yeah, look
say
at
it
you.
Loud, say it proud. You're a nerd, too.
Watched a lot of football this weekend.
Look at you.
I'm proud of you.
The New Orleans Saints.
I know this one.
But oh, man, do you?
This is my dude. I think I'm right. Remember, Cash the Ticket was a Jake Haner podcast. Fresno State, Jake Haner.
Yeah, that was too easy for you, Mike. That was way too easy.
Santa Claus? I don't know.
Bobby A. Bear. Go ahead.
Let's go with the Commanders.
This one I don't know, and I can't BS you. I really don't. Total blank.
I'm telling you, the NFC's bad.
Is it somebody we should know, David?
Yes.
Has Kenny just quit playing?
He's just over here like, I have no clue.
All right, give us in. Wait.
Is it Marcus Mariota?
How in the world did you get that? Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Because he was as useless as a pencil eraser earlier. Now he's on fire.
I knew he went to, I'm like, wait, was it New England? Or was he went someplace where they drafted.
New England is Jacoby Brissett.
So, yes. That's why I said, wait, it's not. It was Washington. Yes.
Good pull. I had that one I spaced out on.
The Green Bay Packers.
I know this.
Kenny's just quit over here.
I know this.
And Kenny joined the club.
All right. Maybe I get this wrong.
This isn't my division. I don't even know.
Sean Clifford, Penn State.
Bingo. That is the Packers' backup quarterback. Well, let's stay in that division since you don't know it, Kenny. The Bears.
Kenny, you know this. I know this. I made fun of this dude's name for like 4 weeks straight last year when he caught fire.
Does not narrow it down.
Is it Tyson Bajan?
Yes!
Yeah, boom!
Come on!
Bang!
These are the people Lions fans crave. These bums.
JJ is now out.
Sam Darnold next.
Cannot be the backup. The Vikings backup is?
Nick Mullins is back.
Yeah, Nick Mullins
I hate
is back.
Mullins because it looks like they squeezed his face into the helmet, and it looks like he just sucked on a lemon. You want to punch him. I can't stand Mullins.
The Panthers, Carolina Panthers.
I know this. Think about soulless ginger, looks like a celebrity chef, played at a school who broke Michigan's
Andy
heart.
Andy Dalton?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'm back on the board, baby.
I'm just happy you're still alive.
Yeah, it took you a while, Kenny.
Which, again, is Andy Dalton saving your season?
Nope.
Hell no.
Nope.
He's got game experience.
Let's finish out the NFC South with the Buccaneers.
I know this.
Oh, Kenny, you should know this.
You should. SEC, young, wasted a draft pick because they did the Doug and Scott. Oh, just take a guy in the third round. Who? This guy sucks.
Matt Corral?
No. No, the Panthers wasted a pick on him. You want it?
I got nothing. Yeah, tell
me. Kyle Trask, Florida.
What a wicked bum. It's Florida. That's why. I'm sorry.
Keep going.
The Rams.
I know this one. Your guy.
Jimmy G.
Yeah. I knew you would get that one. Let's go to the Cardinals.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm sitting this one out. I don't know this one. I really don't.
I'm trying to think who's whoever. The guy they...
What is it like?
This is the guy that booted Josh Dobbs out because they liked him.
Can we get a hint?
To Trace McSorley?
A hint? He used to play in Atlanta.
Tyler Heinicke.
Nope.
I'm out. No, not receding hairline. Desmond Ritter. Oh, no.
Yes.
Can't. Male Desmond pattern Ritter. Baldness. Can't do it.
I love how you all got it right at the same time.
Nope. He looks like Jerry Rice with the late years where the hair started behind his ears. Nope.
You know this one, Mike. The Giants. No one guess. I'm sorry. Everyone guessed but Mike.
All right. I'll just sit here.
He even just actually
think about his best ability is dancing.
I was about to say, not Drew.
Very punchable. Yes.
Not who? Who did you say?
Drew Locke.
Yeah.
He said Drew. I'm like, wait, yeah. Still in the league?
Very punchable face.
Exactly. Well,
that's every Giant to you.
He stinks.
But we all know the true backup in New York.
Tommy Cutlet.
Yeah. Tommy Cutlet. Hey. Yeah.
Would I have gotten points if I would have said Tommy DeVito?
I would have given you points for that.
When are we doing the third string QBs? This is exciting.
The Eagles.
You know this.
You all know this one.
Oh, come on. Your guy.
Kenny Pickett, yeah.
Atta, baby. Baby hands in the city of brotherly love.
And then the last one, because I'm not doing the Lions. Last one is the Cowboys.
Cooper Rush, CMU.
Yeah. Yep.
Lions.
No.
Nate Sudfeld.
That is one. Well, I would say I'd take Cooper Rush here.
You like him.
He just wins with no ego.
Is that the only quarterback backup you would take here?
Yeah, I mean, he's never going to come in and say, I need the starting job. He knows his role. I'll win you games.
It took us to the last team to get a guy that maybe we would consider as a backup quarterback.
No, but the point I'm making in all this, you can kill the music. Look, we did this partially. We're having some fun. But when you start... When you stop screaming about how badly you need a backup quarterback, and then you get to know the names of the actual backups, these are the guys that are employed. So what makes you think guys that are unemployed are any better than these people? You drafted Hendon Hooker. That's your backup.
49ers have Super Bowl aspirations, and Josh Dobbs is their guy.
That's right.
Because here's what really happens. If a quarterback goes down seriously, either you write the year off and say, we'll get somebody in the draft, or you go out and you make a trade and you find that guy who can bridge the gap until your quarterback is ready. That's what happens.
Let me ask you this. Is Stetson Bennett going to make the Rams roster?
Possibly.
See, if he didn't, I know it's complex. He missed last year. He had personal off-field stuff. But Bennett's a winner. Bennett's got a little mobility, little moxie, has played in pressure environments.
You're not into the other Georgia quarterback that the Lions just drafted?
Jake Fromm?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm all set. Thanks. Really?
There is a name that you all mentioned. He's not the backup anymore. He's the third string, but Heinicke. Would you consider him?
He's awful. No.
Played in a playoff game?
Yeah, I'm all set.
I'm still tripping over Jake Fromm. What you told me, his comments.
I think this.
And the fact that nobody from the Lions parsed through this and said, no, this may be a bad idea.
I'll leave it alone. And the point is, I don't think he's ever going to play here, so it doesn't matter to me.
He's just an arm for training camp.
Couple ticket texts, and we'll check in on some football. But just we did it as an exercise because the morning show, the midday show, Rieger, weekends, all the conversation about backup quarterback. But there are none. You drafted a guy, you got to hope Hendon Hooker can become that guy. But the reality is,
I think, yeah, we figured out two that I would be okay with. Cooper Rush and Jameis Winston. Those are the only two.
Jameis Winston. Oh, my Lord.
Gotta hate him. He can motivate you.
But
he can give you a speech.
You want to talk about, come on, Roof for Radio? You
I know he's going to give us. Such a goofball. I can't stand him. David, go ahead.
But his teammates like him.
Andy Dalton is 10 times better than Nate Sudfeld. I will go with him. That's from Jason. Someone says, whatever happened to Chad Henne? We should bring him in to
Didn't
be
he
our
retire?
Backup.
He retired.
He did retire. Yeah.
Is Matt Corral still in the league?
He actually just signed.
Can you imagine using second-round draft pick on a kid, and he's already out of football? Carolina is truly like the new wave old-school Lions. I mean,
he
Carolina
just signed for the Vikings, basically like Fromm, just to be an arm.
Wow, fabulous.
Well, Lions may be a year or two away from signing a third-round pick, and he's out the league.
Stop. Come on.
Says, how about Tyler Huntley?
Where did he go?
Somebody's saying he's with the Browns, third string.
But how is he a Pro Bowler with the Ravens, and now he's third string with the Browns?
Because he was never a Pro Bowler with the Ravens.
All right, okay.
Technically. But yeah, he's QB3 for the Browns.
Well, here, everybody here freaks out about wanting a mobile QB. There you go. Go get Tyler Huntley. The point is when you
got Hendon Hooker for that.
That's my whole point. Hendon Hooker is going to be your backup, and if he ever has to play, your season's over.
All you need to do is just go ahead and start Hendon Hooker and see what you got.
I know you're not being serious, but some people will take you serious, and that's the frustrating part.
Yes, that was a joke. No, that was actually a take over the weekend.